the carrots. My colleague Karin, she is very good at making a limit between food loss and what is not food loss. It's a very good question, and if I should ask for something for the future, is that the different organizations that are working with this work with the same definitions. As it is now, the EU and the FAO have different definitions. And that makes it difficult. We're talking about the same thing, we want the same thing, and then we have to focus quite a bit on different definitions. If I remember right, if it goes to animal feed, it is a food loss, but if it goes into the industry, I think it is not. I think this is the case. The headed cabbage, how it was developed, well, it came from the industry itself. We have meetings with the industry on quality and losses and quality standards twice a year. We have it in October and we have it in April. And then we discuss our quality, the market, etc. And they can come with proposals that we want. This is something that poses a problem. This is something that increases food losses. And it came from the industry. And they said that we have to throw away quite a bit of the cabbage because there is a limit. And we'll come with a different proposal again in April related to apples, because it turns out that there is an upper limit. We should probably know this, but there's an upper limit for the size of apples. And it means that apples above 85 millimeters are not sold as category one. And we'll have a look at that. I promise to have a look at that. So we get a lot of input from the industry, from these meetings, and it's their needs that we take account of.